Good morning. Good afternoon. Sorry, God, it's late, isn't it? Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 12th of June. Okay, just some football today. Generally, I'm as always behind. We've got football thick and fast now. Ultimate's been done. I have mentioned and tweeted it needs to be done again on Monday. We got teams playing Friday and Monday. When they were talking of sort of Gary Neville was talking of that ridiculous idea of playing every day to get the season finished, I didn't contemplate that it's going to mess me up at that time. I suppose I was in lockdown mode. It's actually a right pain in the ass when teams play within 2 or 3 days, but it will all resolve itself and everything will come out as normal. So files for today on Ultimate are up to Sunday. I will close it off after the games played Sunday, reprocess Monday, close it off Monday night, process Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and well, I need to see if any teams are playing Tuesday and Thursday or whatever. But obviously we have got the Premier League back next week as well, and Serie A, so it will be wall to wall thick football next week. As I said, I think there's 10-15 sort of games every day going forward, which is good stuff. Getting to grips with Bet Angel again. I'm just thanks again to Lee Cow, custom buttons and things. I used those last night and I scratched on the, unfortunately, no second half goal in Portugal, but that was a scratch. And then won money in Seville. Seville doing the goods, as I said on the pod. I did fancy them yesterday for the home win, despite all the cries of, oh, lockdown home win bias. And I'm not, somebody had a go at me about that. I'm not saying there's nothing in it. All I'm saying is there's not enough data to be jumping up and down about it yet. And historically, has there ever been another patch like that? I don't know. You look at, I can't remember what league it is. Is it La Liga this week? Yeah, La Liga this week. You've got the 20th team, 17th team, 19th team all playing at home. So, you know, you're not going to expect that. I think the bottom four are all at home. You know, so if they all lose, is that because the crowd isn't there or is it because they're just shit? And that's what that's the sort of things you have to balance up. You have to have a bit of balance in these things. And as I say, we'll certainly have a bigger number of games when the season's end to maybe make a judgment. But for me, it still won't be enough to categorically say that's what it's down to. It might just be that, I mean, the big teams are still winning at home, Dortmund and Bayern Munich. It might just be that the other teams aren't very good, but we will see what happens. Right, today, what have I got for you? Let me have a look. I have got going into, I've just got to drag some formulas down on my sheet. Oh, I haven't put those prices in yet. That's a bit of a pain. Oh, yes, I have. Sorry, team. I mean, Hamburg, I've said it since the football restarted. I think they're nowhere near the prices that they're coming up. You know, win or lose, they're 1.58 away from home today. They've got to be a lay for me at 1.58. Certainly a later back. Hamburg away to Dresden. I've got dreadful value on Hamburg. They got a dreadful away record, particularly recently. I think they've won once this year away from home. Admittedly, I know we've missed a couple of months football, but Hamburg are poor value for me, and the top of the table away from home, Arminia Bielefeld at 2.26, are good value. Again, team I would back, and if they take the lead, secure yourself a free trade. No massive prices, but a team that look, Turkey comes back tonight, and I think Fenerbahce, I've got them really short compared to what they're available at. I mean, they are odds on, but if you sort of want a dead cert, they're my dead cert. Fenerbahce and goals in that game. I've got value in the 1.5, 2.5, 3.5, and both teams to score. So I've got value in everything there. So if you wanted to play a game for goals tonight, that would be the one I would recommend. Fenerbahce versus Kayserispor, kicking off at 7:45 in Turkey. And in La Liga, I've also got some value on Valencia. at home. They are 1.79, so again, you might want to let the game start. You don't see a massive shift in these prices to half time now like you used to see bigger climbs, but Valencia, Levante, another game you might want to back Valencia or remove your liability if they take the lead. So a few bits there for you. Just as I say, lay of Hamburg, Arminia Bielefeld away, Fenerbahce home and the goals markets, and Valencia at home in Spain. Right, I've put the horses on Twitter. Again, you know, I'm not going to keep saying it every day. It's not even 2 weeks back. These horses haven't had runs. It is what it is. Get involved if you want to. And even those on the FTS stuff, you know, you can put it in test mode. You don't have to bet everything. Wait and see. That's it. No birthdays, nothing. As I said, a big thank you to Lee Cowell yesterday. Helped me out. I can't even remember when it was, Leah. That's how much my brain's going when Lee team viewed in and set me up. I think it was yesterday, but I honestly have no idea. Flipping, I am losing my marbles. Dogs are pain in the arse, and I am off. I will see you. I see we're going to be left with nothing on TV, are we? We're going to be left with the news soon. Somebody asked me about that. I love the fact that people ask me about this stuff to get me to fire up. I genuinely haven't seen enough about it. I don't know what's been removed. I saw the just caught the headline about 3 o'clock this morning. Fawlty Towers. I mean, Fawlty Towers is one of my all-time favourite programmes. I see they're talking of taking one of those, the German episode, off air there. I don't know what the world's coming to. I've told you now for, 18 months? Have I been doing these podcasts now? I've told you the world is going fucking mad. I told you it when you got twats at the top. This is what happens. Right, enjoy your day. I am going. Enjoy your football trading. Good luck with your bets this weekend, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning for some more old drivel.